Welcome aboard. You found our podcast, my podcast. Normally you hear me at night on the radio as I broadcast every evening, Monday through Friday, live, then Saturdays and Sundays are pre-produced. But this podcast is not a replacement for my radio career. It's an extension. Because in a podcast, I can share a lot more thoughts. I can go a lot deeper, if you will, than I can on the air because there's no time restriction. On the air, I can only talk for a few minutes, and then I have to play music or commercials or take your calls, which I love. But in this podcast, I can share some of the longer phone calls that I take at night. Do you know sometimes I talk to people for 20 minutes, half an hour when they call through at night? What I do is I let Janie, my producer, or Lisa, or Peter, Lonnie, whoever's running the board, they can tell when I need time to talk to someone at length on the phone. And so they will run a call that was taken earlier so that I can stay on the phone with you for however long it takes to talk about your situation. I had someone call the other night, and I want to share some of that phone call with you. A listener named Tiana, who heard me talking about helping kids in foster care. I have an NGO, a charity called Point Hope. And what we do is we give hope to children who have no hope. And there are a lot of kids, 500,000 kids in our foster care system who have little hope because they're stuck in a system that doesn't meet their emotional needs, doesn't think about the impact that moving them every few months has upon your life. And I was talking about that and talking about these bags that we are providing, totes for teens, their backpacks or duffel bags filled with things that they will need should they be moved, which they will be from house to house in foster care. And so when they're moved now, oftentimes they're given a garbage bag to put their stuff in. And we're trying to give them a little dignity with totes that are filled with toothbrushes and toiletries, deodorant, things that a teenager needs, and a place to put their clothes, what few clothes they might have. So I was talking about that on the radio, and Tiana called, and she said, I am one of those kids that was in the foster care system for most of her life. And we ended up talking for a long, long time. And I want to share some of that conversation with you, a lot of that conversation with you. We talked about things that I couldn't put on the radio, couldn't put on the air because it's just too tender or emotional. And my show at night is a family-friendly show. And the things that Tiana shared with me on the phone were not things that I would necessarily want a 4 or 5 year old to listen to. And so in this podcast, I'm going to share some of the conversation that I had with Tiana and then some thoughts on how you can make the world a better place for children in foster care. By the way, this podcast is being brought to you, and it's funny that I'm talking with Tiana, who is an African-American girl who was stuck in foster care for more than half of her life and chose to rise above it. Chose to not let her circumstances determine her future. And there is a movie out right now called Hidden Figures, and it tells the story of three women who went to work for NASA back in the 1960s. They were mathematicians. They were the team members that helped NASA with the historic launch of astronaut John Glenn's launch into orbit. You don't often hear about all the people working at NASA behind the scenes, but the story of these three African-American women and their contributions is not to be missed. The movie is called Hidden Figures, and it's now in theaters everywhere. Take yourself, and if you have daughters, take them too. Take them, let them see it, let them understand the power that women have, that God has given us, and just how much they can do and how their contribution can change the world. Again, it's called Hidden Figures, and they are sponsoring this podcast. So let's go to the phone. Let's go to this conversation that I had with Tiana. Hi, welcome to the Delilah Show. Who is this?
Hi, I'm Tiana, and I'm like a recently new listener. Like, I've been listening now for like 2 months, and I've seen that you guys talk about foster care, and I'm in foster care. I kind of just got my place now, and I've been in foster care for 11 years, and I'm with my newborn son.
Wait, back up. You have been in foster care for 11 years, Tiana?
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 20. I'm about to be 21. So I've been in foster care since I was 9 because my mom died and my dad's deported. So,
how many placements were you in over those 11 years?
About 10 foster homes.
So basically you moved every year?
Yes. Yeah, I've been in good homes where I still have connections with the woman. I've been in bad homes where I slept on the floor and didn't have anything. I've got my clothes stolen from foster girls and stuff, and I learned a lot from them and the whole system. I learned a lot from it. And that's why I wanted to share a little bit of my story because God blessed me so much. I have my own apartment now. I have my son, and he's smiling right now. I wanted to tell my story a little bit.
So you never got a forever family?
No. I tried, but when you're in foster care and, like, you're nice, there's a lot of girls who take advantage of it. And then you get into fights, and then you have to move from homes and stuff, and then they steal your clothes and stuff. It's a lot. They go through a lot. I've never been through what they've been through. Some of their parents, you know, are on drugs, or they couldn't raise them and stuff. My parent died, so I don't know how it feels to be neglected by your mom and your dad that you love, and they don't really want you. So I had to deal with their emotions that they had, and it got taken out on me. So I never really get to get a forever home, but I have two good relationships with two foster parents, and I couldn't ask God for any more than that.
Tiana, how do you have such a sweet faith and such a deep faith when you have been shuffled around, kicked around, moved around, orphaned, and yet it sounds to me like you still have hope?
Because I have Christ. If I didn't have the little bit of kindness that he has given me even through what I've been through, because I tell you, I've been through like a lot, even up to this moment, I've been through a lot, but I feel that so many people have been through worse than what I've been through. And seeing how my foster sisters, how they have felt and what they go through, I don't complain. Every time I just make a way, it's just a way for me to be happy. My son is happy. He's healthy. So that makes me happy. I have a roof over my head. That makes me happy. I'm just always happy.
Well, I am so proud of you, and I am so happy to hear that God is your fortress and your strength, because when I was your age, I was a bitter, angry, selfish, self-centered young woman. And it wasn't until I was 26 that I gave my heart to God and God started healing my heart. But I was much older than you are now before I had that kind of peace that you have, and I hadn't been through anything like you have. So I am so proud of you.
All I can do is smile. I came out on the winning team. I'm on the winning side. I'm about to go to college. Just 3 years ago, I only had 3 credits. So I'm blessed.
We've been talking or listening to a conversation that I had earlier. I took this call the other night while I was on the air, and I obviously couldn't air the entirety of the call or even a portion of it. It was so in-depth with Tiana. But I just want to encourage you, Tiana. I want to encourage any young person listening who has been abused, who has been shuffled from home to home, who feels like no one cares. I want to let you know, and I know it sounds trite, and I know you're not going to believe me, and you're going to roll your eyes, but God does care. I know it's tough. It's a big jump to make. It's a big leap to make. But if you were listening to Tiana, you could hear in her voice the sincerity when she talks about her faith. I know in my own life, the things that I went through, the abandonment that I faced, I was disowned by my family and kicked to the curb. I'm glad now that I went through that. As weird as that sounds, I am so glad that I went through that. and every other tough thing that I went through. Because in going through those tough things, it developed compassion in my heart for others and a desire to make the world a better place. So if you are listening to my voice right now and you have not been able to forgive God for the abuse that was heaped upon you, visited upon you by the foster care system, by parents that didn't love you, by people that abandoned you or hurt you or used you, please know there is a higher being whose heart broke every time your heart broke and who saved all of your tears in an alabaster jar. And one day, it will all make sense. Not today, but one day it will make sense. But today, all you need to know is that you are here for a reason and you have an amazing purpose in your life. And I am here at night and on this podcast to help you find that purpose. Thank you for sharing this time with me.
Slow down and love someone with delight.